Yerushalmi Megillah Daf Kaf Aleph, starting from the Kaf of Mebeis we left off yesterday. The Gemara quotes the Lashon of the Mishnah, Kachem Kalam, you could eat any place as long as you could see Shiloh. So the Gemara said, where's the basis of this halacha? Rabbi Elazar Bishra Risha Hoshia. Masha Dechlo Kachem Kalam, Masha Shane Mekala Roa. Kachem Kalam, I said, you could eat any place where you could see Shiloh. Lotzarek Hashanah Hashilah Kilasan. It was not necessary for the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to teach us that eating it outside Shiloh was Aser, El Havyusan. He only told us that bringing up a korban outside of the mikdash, that's aser. Eating it, chutzah, where you can't see it, that we know, that Torah didn't have to tell us that. Where did it have to tell us that? It had to tell us only, says the korban eidah, only that you can't bring up a korban outside Shiloh. The Torah, therefore, Dafa told us that bringing up, being makar of a korban outside the makam Shiloh is it. But eating itself, eating outside the kachem kalam, anybody could be eaten. You can be at any place. As long as you can see it, doesn't have to be in Shiloh. So when the Torah says it has to be Makkah and the Makkah and Mikdash, it means with Shiloh, it means being makar of a carbon, not the actual eating of it. The eating of it, as long as you can see Shiloh, you can eat it, even if it's outside Shiloh, if it's outside the city. Where do we get it from our time? The Torah says very carefully. The Torah says in the Pasuk, it says in Chumash, you should be careful. Pen talo yosaka. You should be bring up your ola. Pen talo yosaka. I mean, that's what God and Torah is telling you. Bring up your ola. That's the problem. Not the eating it, but bringing up the carbon. That's what he said. If you can't, even if you can see it, you can't bring it up. You have to bring it up a place there. But eating itself is not a problem. Frank Mr. Rabbi Yashma Kameh said, Shaila, what about my roa? What's the halacha? The Mishnah tells you the Gabi Kachem Kalim, maybe you could see it. Shiloh, is it enough you could see Shiloh? Or Shiloh Mishkan Shiloh? You have to see Shiloh and the Mishkan Shiloh. Is it enough to see the city of Shiloh? Or do you have to see the Shiloh, the city and its Mishkan, Besoka? Says the Koneda. Are you here? O Tzarek Liros, here, U Mishkan Shiloh. Besoka, you have to see the city, Mishkan itself, you have to see. What did it mean? That's the Gemara Shaila. The Koneda explains the Kasha. So the Gemara says, there's to explain, I'm like, Shiloh Mishkan, it means both, Mishkan and the Mishkan, you have to see both. Like the case of the city of Beis Mahon, which is a distance away, you can see Shiloh, and you can see the Mishkan Shiloh. As a mafsik, Zaina mafsik, wherever the Beis Mahon is still not usher. Why? Kachem Kalam, you can't eat it because it's blocked. Mar says, but any other city that mentioned the Mishnah has to be completely where you can see. Beis Mahon is a place where you can be able to see both the city and Mishkan Shiloh. Therefore, it's an unobstructed view that you can catch them column there. But you can't, you can't do it because if there's something that's blocking the vision and you can't see it, even if you could see it without anything blocking, but since something is blocking the view, then you can't catch them column there because you can't see it. Because even though you're at a distance where you could see it, as long as the view is, you can't see, says the Karbon Eidah, then the halacha is you would not be able to eat it because it's considered as if it's blocked, as if you can't see it. So too, any other city which is not, you can't see the Shiloh and its Mishkan, it would be considered blocked and you can't do it. Say, Mafsik, Gombeismon, the Shiloh Yeshdava Mafsik is something that's blocking it. But something which, a place where you could see it and nothing is blocking, and Mishkan Shiloh, that's when we say halacha is, you're allowed to go ahead and be able to eat it. Zuck to Gemara. Gemara says, when do we know something is mutter asa? How do we know? But what's the bottom line of where the bummer says mutter asa? Yes, but the simon is, because Masha Aaron, Bifnim Osasu, whenever the ark is inside, bummer's asa. Yes, bummer's mutter asa. When the ark is outside, then the bummer's a mutter. What does that mean, says the Kabbin Eda, inside, outside? Because Masha Aaron, Bifnim, Makom Shoki, don't place where you bring it, like Shiloh, or Yerushalayim, or Yom Mayed, then it's asa. Then halakha is, Then halacha is, it's a suros. But yatz, if it goes out, the guy was a menova givon, the Aaron was curious, Uraim, says the Kabbinator, brings out the pasuk in Shmuel, then bamos would be permitted. Then halacha's bamos is permitted. If it's not in the regular place, and then it's in a temporary place, then halacha's bamos are permitted. I mean, it was already coming up with yasa. Filusha, what about bamos are permitted even if only left for a short time? Going to Allah by Eli. Time by Eli, Kohen Gadol left for a short time. Is that considered? And so not. It might happen with Eli, the end of his life. It was in Shiloh, and there was a battle with the Pelishtim. The Pelishtim went ahead and they captured it, and then they got scared and they came back and they sent it back. So when I said that when it's temporary out of the Mishkan, out of Shiloh, it's only a temporary time. Is that considered chutz? Is that considered? Is that considered it's in the Bifnim? Is that considered b'chutz? What is that? The Gemara doesn't answer the Shaila. The Gemara leaves the Shaila unanswered. Kavan Edo explains that the Gomer Ben Oda Gidah feel the Shah. Let's about Shiyu Bamas the Torah. The Gemara doesn't answer the Shaila. According to the Kavan Edo, according to Pei Moshe, the Gemara seems to go into the next, which continues in and answers the Shaila. The Fishah. That took him out to Muhammad, that would be considered mutter. There's been a bigger riot. We talk about going into Muhammad. It sort of continues with the next sugya, that the Falmon Gemara would be enough to answer this shayla as well, according to the Plei Moshe, according to the Kabbalah. It's a separate sugya. Okay. Zak the Gemara. Zak the Gemara, Mishnah Torah, Allah, by Kachem Kalam, but you can see Shiloh. Yet the Mishnah said before that Novin Givon, a place that's considered us to eat. The man wants to know, what's the source of this halacha? Where did we get this halacha from? The base halacha would be that in Ma'aseh Sheni could be eaten within Novin Givon when it's not in Shiloh or in Yerushalayim in the Ol Moed. In those places you can eat it. Rabbi Yabai, what do you see? Rabbi Yabai says, Shem, 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 Xer Shavah. It says, Shem and Shem. It says, here Shem and there Shem. Xer Shavah will tell you. And just like over there, by Kavan Pesach, Shabbat Halor, it's about Bom Sassuros, Avshamin Nemakam, it's about Pesach, it's always the same thing as about Xer Shavah. Just like over there, by Kavan Pesach is Osir. So too over here, Ma'aseh Sheni is going to be Osir as well, to eat Chutzle Lamakam. So the Gemara has, Avshamin Lamakam, Ma'ato now, if that's so, here you have a Xer Shavah, 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 by Kavan Pesach, and over here, it may not 100%, the Ma'aseh is no Oren, he's no Kavan Pesach, he's no Kavan Pesach offered. We know it's not true. We know that there's a. We don't have any source that tells us as a Kabbalah, the Eda, that the Pesach is totally in the Aron. We don't find any source like that. That's not limited to it. So therefore, you, according to you, Shom, that is totally on the Aron, makes Zer Shava. But it's not true. Amen. Pesach says the Kabbalah, Banak, Siv, Shem, Amen. Shalom, Pesach, Yaakov, but no, we don't find any Pesach. Which means that the Aron wasn't, when it was in Novin, Givon, there was no Kabbalah Pesach brought. Is that what we're saying? So the Gemara says. So therefore, it can't be the kasha. So cover it's a kasha. What's your it can't be the Xeris Shava. So somebody else, Rabbi, explain. Ask. It's different. Torah says, remember, Ma Askers no Halon Abba Masasuros Askar Gan Abba. So a different Xeris Shava. That Abba tells you it's Askar when it's Askara. I said, what's the difference? What do we understand Halakha? So after one year of the Shavuot, same thing. Ma'aseh Sheni Benov Givon. There was Ma'aseh Sheni. We allowed to eat Novin Givon because it's Askara. You can say Halakha applies the same. You can just like you could do it. It applies even Novin Givon applied. Faith Gemara, that's the drasha. According to Rav Yehuda, I understand. Rav Yehuda, Chatzos Pesach, Yochel Bar Magdolo, Chatzos Pesach, Yochel Bar Magdana. But Rav Shimon, according to Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon said, Af, Hatzivi, the Mibu, Mashkova, Lev Torah, even the Kabbat Tzivi don't bring a lesson, a place, a specific time when the Torah tells you. So then, the halacha is, we don't have Nova Givon, you shouldn't be able to have Ma'aseh Sheni either. So according to him, how do you explain that Ma'aseh should be eaten in Nova Givon? How could Rav Shimon say, in Nova Givon, your Ma'aseh was eaten? So Rav Shimon connect by Ma'aseh Sheni. Shimon holds when Ma'aseh Sheni was established and given a little pasuk, it never stopped. You know, it wasn't that it was only in the time that the Mishkan stood, but once they were Koveya, when the Mishkan was in Shiloh, it was Koveya Ma'aseh Sheni to eat. Then it continued even when it was a Novin Givon. It was a temporary place. It continued going. You stepped counting the years of Shemitah, the years of Ma'aseh, the years of the cycle started counting. And Mela, therefore, Ma'aseh Sheni was able to be brought there as well. Zok the Gemara. Every brayzer tells Allah the border of when he cuts from Ladi Novin Givon. Zok the Gemara. Imagine calling that's when the Kohanim are able to be Yotzei the Kohanim are able to be Yotzei the Chavosan Bechal of Betshuva. He saw Ma'aseh Sheni. They already got it from the Yerushalayim. The Pesach. We don't know if Pesach are allowed to. They eat on Pesach. Tavluch Matzos Riba. Torah includes it. Matzos included. What does that mean? Yochel Yotzei the Chavosan Daf could be Bikurim. Only go ahead, just like Bikurim. Tamar Loyim. But Kol Moshe Nochi. In all the places you see it. Can't snuck Bechol Moshe. In every mode, it's mean every place. Yotzei Bikurim Sheni Echol Mekolshim. Bikurim only in Yerushalayim. It can only any place that doesn't include. You have to exclude it from Bikurim. Pesach is eaten Bechol Makom. Bechol Tokol Matzos. Torah includes it Bechol Makom. Bechol Moshe Vaseichem. In every place. If it includes Ma'aseh also, any place you eat it. Faith in Ma'atik Al Yisakasha. But I don't understand the Bryce. I read Ma'aseh Sheni. Hooray, any local Bechol. You can't eat Ma'aseh Sheni in the place. You also have to own Yerushalayim. So the Bryce includes Ma'aseh Sheni. How could it be? It should be included as well, excluded as well. Because like Bikurim is only in Yerushalayim. It's not Bechol Moshe Vaseichem. Really, part is Bechol Moshe. No, it really comes out Ma'aseh Sheni. Unlike Bikurim, is really right to be eaten in all places. We have a special din that we do it in Yerushalayim, but really it's mutter all over. Ma'aseh Kane, Bikurim is dafka din in Yerushalayim. Bikurim is dafka when you bring up and you can bring it to Yerushalayim, but really Ma'aseh Sheni can be eaten in all places. Just that we mock but eat in Yerushalayim, but really can be eaten all over. Therefore, it's the same as Karban Pesach, as eating the Karban Pesach. So, Gemara. Person goes ahead and uses kesef ma'aser sheni. The person goes ahead, matzah was bought with kesef ma'aser sheni. You can buy anything's mutter. You're allowed to use any matzah. Any food you can't redeem in any circumstance. Even matzah, even the matzah's mitzvah, you can't redeem it. It'd be yasa to do it. So what's the halacha in such a case if you went ahead and you bought the matzah with moses ma'aser sheni? What's the halacha? Says the carbonate, says the plain motion to explain. Look up pesach ma'aser sheni. Ma'aser yotze matzah. You yotze matzah. What's the shaila? The piece of tutzatim. Do we say all the yotze ma'aser sheni atzmo? Yotze ma'aser sheni yotze also with this as well? We'll say no, since you really can't be paid with this other money. Lechol begvulon. It should be considered so you're not yotze matzah. The mara is miyashi the shaila. Can you go ahead and be rod ma'aser and yotze both? Since you can't go ahead, only should only be paid in Yerushalayim, not all over. And maybe therefore in a chanami, you would not be late. You won't be able to fill the mitzvah matzah with it. There's another shalak abe ma'aser. If that's so, let's see another kasher. Melakish bari miyato kalasisu ma'aser shenim Yerushalayim. Person went ahead and said kalasisu ma'aser shenim to Yerushalayim. Any who becomes not ready, the parents become malcom. He also means today. I'm yotze either. We can't be. Do we say no? Since ma'aser shenim kala and kala both of them together really are yotze. You had to eat outside Yerushalayim. Maybe it doesn't passel the kala. Maybe it's ready to eat kala. Maybe it wouldn't passel. Maybe ma'aser shenim kala would each qualify. The Gemara doesn't answer the shaila. So the Gemara says, if so, let's look at a brayso. Yochel Yitzchakov and Machalos told the Kikin Asher. You were thinking maybe people can fulfill their obligation. A matzah and pesach after 8. Chalos told the Kikin Nazir. Tamalom Shavu Yom Dov Matzos. My Chalos Kosher only matzah to eat all 7 days. Chalos told the Kikin Nazir you can eat all day, all year. Not excluded not eating all 7. They eat all days, and therefore they can't be used for mitzvah matzah. It has to be something dafka used for mitzvah matzah for the 7 days of matzah. Not something that can be used. It can be eaten any time that you can't do. So the Gemara said before that Bikurim is, you can't learn it from Bikurim. The Gemara said, Dafka, these things you can, they're excluded from a carbon because they're not eating the matzah's Pesach. The Gemara wants to know a different Shaila. Now he wants to know, in fact, you can eat Chalos, Totem, Rikik, all over, all cities of Eretz Yisrael, including Novin Givon. Torah doesn't have to exclude them. The pasuk that they're fitting b'chol makom. If you can eat it b'novin givon, then you can eat it all over. Why does it have to special tzeres hakasuv? Special pasuk to tell you that the mutter all over. So the Gemara says, "Yes, b'shem lakish tos. B'shem nichol kalas b'tikiv nichol eitzol mutter. Leitzor kasher na litzim. You don't have to talk to tell you. You're not kanami. You don't have to tell you. The gufa said exactly what. Not a state. It's akasha on b'shem lakish, but actually making a statement that because the Torah says it's mutter b'chol eretz Yisrael, you don't have to go ahead. And Torah doesn't have to tell you that it's mutter lahotzi b'chol moshav in all dwellings. You're allowed to have it. Masanika halos told it. One second. That's the statement of b'shem lakish. Akasha halos told they're not kanami. Can be eaten all over." Kikinazir, what about Kikinazir? Okay, Rabbi Yochanan say, because when he's using a chov, it's a chov. A chov can only be eaten, it can't be, go ahead, bring it on. If it's a chov, you can't use it on a bama katan, only on bama gadola. And only on bama gadola, you can't bring it at all. It's only sasha b'gnov and givon. Hakash and Malakash say that the Kikinazir is eaten to the whole land, like same thing as the Chalos Toda. It's not so, it's asa, it's a tafgana toda, a bama gadola. It can be asa to eat because it's a chov. It's not like a regular, it's not a nedava. It should be asa. So Rabbi Kahana Tiftar interpreted Rosh Melakas saying, "Shakar v'katasa b'shilo lasa u'shlama b'novid gon," telling you that halacha is a special case with the Nazir's katas was offered in Mishkan Shilo, and yet he brought his olam shlamim. But he brought it on a bama and novid givon. When it was destroyed, Nazir, he didn't have a chance to bring all this kabbalah. He brought the katas Nazir. He brought in Shilo. Then it was Shilo was destroyed. Mishkan Shilo was destroyed. He didn't get to bring his old Shlomim. Then he goes there and brings that in the Bama of Novna Givon. So therefore, in that case, that's where you're allowed to. That's what it means. B'chol Makom. So Moshe said, "How could that be pshat?" And I said, "Come here, look at Rami Shimon Yosef. Shamech Hagiga Bar Midabava. Shamech Hagiga brought up in the Bama when Bama's a mutter, it's kasha. It's all about Makom. It doesn't help for Gabi Kov. So even you tell me when I had him, brother Nazir was brought on the Gabi Novin Givon, he brought the Shlomim in the Chada. It wouldn't help him. It wouldn't pass this Kov. He has a Kov. It wouldn't go ahead and be older by the Mashem Kov. And if it's considered a Kov, then bring it up in Novin Givon. It wouldn't help him Patu his Kov. So how can you be Patu his Kov in a Shlomim that you brought up? It wouldn't work. So what is he telling me that the cases would be that you brought up the Chatas you brought up in Shiloh and the other ones you brought up in Novin Givon, but it wouldn't help you because you wouldn't be Kaim Yechiv. That's what we're saying. That's a Kasha. The Gemara says, Rav Yehuda must be a contra of Yehuda. Rav Yehuda, I'm a katas of Pesach, Yochel Bama Gedola. katas and pesach uniquely is brought up in chama gedola and gidol and yevak kivon. Any katas v'chesu yakol b'makana, it can't be brought up by makana. Point of view, it comes out that a carbon nazir, even though it's considered a chol, it's not part of, it's not the restrictions of a pesach and a katas. If it can be brought up in a novak kivon, it can't be brought up. Hashem Elokim is telling you that the price that it says kike nazir can be brought up together. And no megivon holds like a sheet of Yehuda that everything is mutter the bama katana except for katas and pesach that has to be brought up on the bama gedola. But these katas the toda and kike nazir and economic can be brought up on the bama katana in no megivon, and that would explain why it can be brought up there, how it can be brought up, even though it's a sitter chol. So the Gemara says if that's so, let's try a different pshat. Maybe I'll tell you not like a view, maybe that's a Shimon Lakish. Maybe that's she's like a Shimon. And then but Shimon Lakish, what do we do with the Lakish we said before? Shimon Ayman, Kim is Mizrak Allah Ekum and Atomim. Once the blood of one of the cubs that thrown on them is bad, who to another be I am Tamiz. Right away, because Mutter drink wine, even though he still has kabanas to bring, contra Shimon, the Iker is removed. There's no one is Iris. He has to bring the shlam he has to bring, but that's considered like a dove. It's not considered part of the chol, even though it's brought up as part of the chol of a nazir. But once you went ahead and you brought up the katas, the mele, therefore, the rest of it's like you bring up and the dove, and it's, even though it's part of the chol to take a carbon, but it becomes like a dove, and therefore you're allowed to bring up an abama katana, and therefore you're allowed to go ahead and bring it up together. The katas soda, you're allowed to bring it up in the abama katana, in Novi and Kohanim. So Shimon Lakish himself would agree in such a case that the lock may have another kike nazir could also be brought up the novin kohanim because it's considered a bama katana. It's considered only restrictions are katas and pesach. Everything else is considered mutter of bama katana, and therefore that boy would apply here as well. He'd be able to go ahead to do that. So the Gemara wants to explain when the Torah says you can bring up a bama novin givon. When did the Torah tell you? When did the Torah say you're allowed to do that? Is time when every time I learned Menucha Zu, Shiloh, when the Pasuk says, Hilo Basim, Adotta Menucha Nachla, what does Menucha Nachla mean? Menucha, we said, means Shiloh in Yerushalayim. So it means tell you, it's not Menucha Zu, Shiloh, now Yerushalayim is Yerushalayim. Is time when I learned Menucha Zu, Yerushalayim, you look the other way around. Both mean the same Aloka, both have been acquired, and it's not finalized until it's there, until you're able to go ahead and bring it there. My demand was, what's Shiloh? What's the difference between Mincha Shiloh or Mincha is Yerushalayim? Which means that Yerushalayim didn't come. Nachos Yerushalayim, what does that mean? It means that an inheritance is like a colored bird to me, which means they gather around it. Inheritance is where? They gather around an inheritance. They gather around Shiloh. They gather around to take away from everybody else. My name is Shiloh. Once said Nachos Yerushalayim, inheritance become like a lion in the forest. Nachos Yerushalayim. We have a special place, it's Rosh Kesher. So it's Nukasi Areda, this is my Nakam, my place. You see that Nakanam is forever. I, Yerushalayim is destroyed. How can you say it's forever and ever? How can you say the Pasig, Menuchas Yerushalayim is Adayad? It's not Adayad, it was destroyed. So how can you say it's forever? Must compare someone who made a bundle of wood and rested with it before putting it on his shoulders and bringing it home. So must over there also. Since Lamai says, now, since he had rested his mind and he gathered the wood, Kaksim Lamai. The acid bummers, they go all in the glil. Who the bummers? They gave matter the bummers. Shield and Shiloh. They began acid bummers again. But no, if you give on the acid bummers, who the matter? When you shalim, they nesu bummers again. So you see that since you shalim is the final manuka, final place, it's considered as if it's nesu bummers, which is the final place where it goes. That's considered marked final for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence would be considered there. So if you say Bamos of Mutter, but no, if you give on, we're just saying, we're Raya. Look how we have a Raya. Melech said to a servant, I don't want you to drink wine from Tiberias, to Seri, or Tiberi. But in between the cities, if you need water, you can drink with them. That you can do. So you want to see over here, the Torah tells you, Shiloh and Yerushalayim. The Torah says separately, Menucha, Nakhla. In those periods between the two of them, you can go ahead and mutta to bring the bamos. After they establish it, then you can. But in the middle between, you can. In the middle, you can. So the Gemara says, if that's so, why is it called Menucha? The Gemara says, same thing in Yerushalayim, it's called Yom HaOmoed. Yes, so Abba Kasakos. And in Yom HaOmoed, there was 40 years, less one, with 39 years in the Mikdash. Begal HaSor Abba Abbas. In Gilgal, they performed 14 years. Shavah Shibash was 7 years, they were Kovish, Shavah Yekalkoman. And 7 years took the divine Eretz Yisrael. How long was Shiloh? 39 years. Shiloh was totally built in Mikdash until David HaMelech came. It was, and King Shlomo HaMelech built it. It was 39 years. It was 57. Shlomo HaMelech, 13 in Nov. Habon, we give him 44 in Kibon. Yushalayim, so Yushalayim, they came finally. But Yerushalayim, but Meshach took 110, it took 410 years to get there. See, after they got there, now they rested. Took all that time to get there. It was that period of time. The later structure was 420 years. Kamash Nema, Kodliya, Kodah, Bais, Kazemik, Akwa, Menavishon. It was a person, Gemara is telling you, tell a pussy, Kodliya, Bais, Kodliya, Akwa, Menavishon. The beginning should be the first of the end, greater than the first one. The Shekhinah rests on Klai Yisrael and Yerushalayim, longer than any other place. It's resting forever. So even though there's no Yidden here, even though there's all kinds of issues, but it's still considered a makom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's still considered Gadol B'Kvod HaBayis, that one is his knowledge. It's his for his bottom line. And you just understand exactly what we're dealing with. Like I've been of how much time we're talking about. The more said, go longer than any other place. This place in Yerushalayim, have to figure out how long you're going to be there, what the connection of that is to really go to other places. The Gaya to Nehov Irakhan, and we'll stop over here.